What's up, hustlers? Welcome back to The Lawn Hustle, the podcast built to grow stronger businesses and build better leaders. Because if you think you're a leader and no one is following you, you're just taking a walk. Today's episode is built around one simple but powerful truth. Dividends are paid according to your discipline. I want to give a shout out to Eric Triplett, the host of the Deep End podcast. On one of his podcasts I was listening to, he talked about this subject, discipline, and how discipline will reward you with dividends. It might come in the form of a new piece of equipment, a new truck, a new trailer. Whatever it is discipline that brings dividends. So if you have never listened to the Deep End podcast, search it, Apple Podcast, Spotify. Subscribe to it and hit the notification button. You don't want to miss an episode. I promise you, it will motivate you. It will inspire you. It makes me want to get up and go to work and strive towards my goal. That's what the Deep End podcast will do for you. So make sure you subscribe to it and listen to it. But today we want to talk about how dividends are paid according to your discipline. They're not paid according to your talent. They're not paid according to your intentions. The road to success is paved with good intentions. Dividends are not paid according to your excuses, but dividends are paid according to your discipline, according to my discipline. Rewards are not given to the lazy. They're given to those who are disciplined enough to work. You want something, work for it. I could say that again, just for emphasis. If you want something, work for it. We're going to take a break here, and I want to hear a word from our show sponsor, EarthaPro. If you need a CRM, I challenge you to contact EarthaPro, set up your phone call. Let them walk through with you what their CRM has to offer you and what it can do to help you run your business more efficiently.
Tired of chasing payments and losing track of jobs? EarthaPro back office software makes it simple for solo guys and small lawn care and landscaping crews. Schedule, invoice, and organize all in the same place. We also have a mobile app and integrate into QuickBooks. Sign up at EarthaPro.com with promo code TheLawnHustle11 for a $50 Amazon gift card, 10% off, and personalized onboarding. EarthaPro, you run the outside work, we run the office.
catch my interview with Courtney, the co-founder of EarthaPro, on YouTube. It's on Facebook, and I believe it was on Instagram, so check those out. Listen to it. She walks you through, on her computer, how to set up invoicing, how to set up your onboarding and get your clients, and how to send out invoices. Very informative, and I am totally impressed with EarthaPro. I challenge you, check them out. And if you register using the Lawn Hustle 11, you get your discount. You get a $50 Amazon gift card and specialized onboarding. So I challenge you to check those out. You'll benefit from it. Today we're talking about dividends and how they are paid according to your discipline. Have you ever wondered why some businesses, whether it's in lawn care or the home service business, some businesses seem to grow consistently year after year after year, or season after season? And have you ever wondered why? Why some businesses grow and some businesses stay stuck? Some businesses take off and some businesses never seem to get off the ground. It's because of discipline. It's because the ones that take off set up systems and processes to help them consistently grow. If there is no growth in a business, that business is dying. That business is failing. You cannot stay where you are. You might have given it everything you had to get to where you are, but that's not going to take you to where you want to be. You've got to be disciplined day in and day out, week in and week out, month after month, year after year, disciplined. Set your goal and do everything within your power to work towards reaching that goal. When most people hear the word dividends, they think money. The old Johnny Manziel. Money. But in business, especially in the green industry, dividends show up in a lot of different ways. Number one, when you're disciplined, dividends show up in consistent customers. And when the cheap guy comes around and knocks on their door, they won't fall for the cheap guy. They'll stick to you because you have proven to them that you are disciplined, that you work hard, that you do the job, and you're worth the money. Predictable cash flow. When you are disciplined, you know constantly how much is coming in, how much is going out, and where it's going to. When you don't have a clue about what your income is, what your outgo is, what your revenue is going to be, what your profit margin is going to be, and you're just stabbing in the dark, or you could say just throwing things at the wall to see what sticks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That's no way to run a business. You need to tighten up your belt and become disciplined. When you are disciplined, you develop a solid reputation. Most customers will buy into you before they buy into your business. They will buy into your reputation. They'll buy into your story. They will buy into your work ethic before they buy into your business. But once they buy in, they are your customer. I've got customers that I have served. This season will be the 17th year that I have been able to keep these customers. It's not, and I hate to say this, but maybe I'm not the best. But no one will outwork me. I promise you that. No one will outperform me in my discipline. When I show up, I show out. When I show up, I do the job with honesty, integrity, and a spirit of excellence. And when I leave a job site, their property is the best looking property on the street. Because I learned a long time ago, I can do little things that set me apart. I can do little things that make me better. Wheeling up a trash can to the garage door from the street takes an extra 10 seconds. But it shows your customer you're not there just to mow their grass. You're there to serve them. So build a solid reputation. My dad, he's gone now. I'm missing. But he used to tell me, son, don't do anything to ruin your reputation. Because if you ruin your reputation, you might not ever be able to rebuild it. So you cannot be a business owner in public and just put on a show in public. You have to live your life consistently as a business owner, as a man of honor, as a man who operates with integrity and honesty. So build that reputation. When you are disciplined, there is less stress in the peak season. When you're disciplined, when the grass is growing like crazy, and you're tired and you're frustrated because you can't hardly keep up with the grass, you just keep going out. You just keep mowing. You just keep doing the job. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other. You'll never get from point A to point B if you get stuck between. So consistently, stay going. Consistently, do the work. Consistently, show up. Consistently, prove to your customers, I am worth the investment that you are making into your property. I've had customers tell me, I don't care what you charge. I want you to do my job. It's because I've worked hard year after year after year to build a reputation and a brand in my city that when people call me, they know what they're going to get. So I encourage you to always remember that your dividends are not just the revenue that you make. Your dividends are paid according to your discipline. When you are disciplined, it gives you freedom to step away from the truck and work on your business and not just in your business. Because none of this happens overnight. Dividends are delayed rewards. Let me say that again. Dividends are delayed rewards. They are the payoff of things you did months and years ago before you even saw the result. You see, when I started my business and I was struggling with knowing how to operate because I thought I just cut grass. But when I changed the way I thought about my business, when I changed my thinking from I'm not just mowing grass, I am a business owner. I am a legitimate business. I am registered with my state. I am insured. I am licensed. I am bonded. I am doing everything that I'm supposed to do. So I'm not just showing up to mow grass. I'm showing up to grow my business. It's discipline that pays the dividend, the reward. You'll never get better equipment. You'll never get a better vehicle. You'll never get better clients if you're not disciplined. It just will not happen. I'm trying to reach out and help you because I want you to succeed. I want you to gain a certain level of success in this industry, because in this industry, you can be successful. You can grow a profitable business. You can build a legacy. You can pass it on to your children, or you can sell it when you go to retire if you do it right. And to do it right, you must be disciplined, because dividends are paid according to your discipline. Motivation is emotional. Discipline is intentional. Motivation is emotional. Discipline is intentional. Motivation says, I'll do it when I feel like it. Now, hear me out. We all need a certain level of motivation. But you can't just be motivated, because motivation is a feeling. And when I don't feel like it, I'll do it later. I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that next week. I'll do that another day. But sadly, the other days don't come sometimes. So motivation says, I'll do it when I feel like it. Discipline says, I'll do it because it needs to be done. A couple of years ago, I was having some trouble with my feet. I had knots come up on the bottoms of my feet. And by the end of the day, I was in so much pain, I couldn't hardly walk.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But I can tell you one thing. It never stopped me from showing up to work. I remember one day, this property that we were mowing had a heel in the front. It was a hard job. It was a hard mow. Walking and trimming, climbing that heel, it was hard on me physically. And my feet hurt so bad. I got down on my hands and knees and I crawled back to my truck. I don't say that to get anyone to give me any pat on the back or anything like that. But I say that to tell you that when you are disciplined, the dividends will be paid. When someone seen me, they came over to talk to me. They said, if you're that disciplined, we want you to start doing our property. Because we just don't have the time. We're busy. We work a couple of jobs. We just don't have the time to take care of our property, so we want you to do it because you have proven to us through your showing up week after week after week after week and being hurt and being in pain, and you still show up, you still work hard, you still do the job, and it looks great. Talking about discipline, bringing some rewards. Bringing some dividends. You want a new truck? You want a new piece of equipment? Maybe a new trailer? Work for it. Nobody's going to give it to you. Work for it. Someone asked me one time, what is your best piece of advice that you were ever given? And my answer was, they told me I couldn't do this. So I was disciplined enough to prove them wrong. Show up, show out, do the job with honesty, integrity, and a spirit of excellence, and serve your customer to the best of your ability. Because dividends is not just money. It could be they sign you up for next year's service, or they decide to build that patio, or they decide to install that mulch, and they're going to call you because you're disciplined and you show up and you show out. You must be disciplined. Because discipline will bring dividends, not just money, bring customers. It brings consistent cash flow. It brings a solid reputation. It brings less stress. It brings freedom to step away and work on your business and not in your business. So discipline, what does it look like? What does discipline look like? Discipline looks like showing up early, even when you're tired. Answering the phone when you don't feel like it. I could not tell you how many people tell me, you're the first one that returned a phone call. Or you're the first one that answered your phone. It's not that hard. If someone is calling for an estimate and you don't answer the phone, by the time you get around to it, they've already went down the Google list and they've already contacted the next guy. Because we live in a world when they decide they want something, they want it started. At least finding someone to do it right away. If you don't return a phone call, you don't answer your phone, you've already lost. It's true. You've already lost. So, answer the phone when you don't feel like it. Return phone calls when you don't feel like it. Send out your invoices on time, so you get paid on time. You don't want to wait past your terms before you send the invoice out. Someone get the invoice and the terms are a week or two or 30 days, whatever your terms are. And you did the work 30 days ago. Send out that invoice as quickly as possible. On my CRM, I send them out before I pull away from the job site. And most of the time, the people pay me before I get around the block. Because I have developed consistency and discipline in my invoicing. I don't wait on money. The day I do the job, the bill is due. We had a plumber at our house recently. Had to install some new shutoffs to the water softener. When he was done and his mess was cleaned up, he come upstairs and the first thing he said, do you want to pay by check or credit card? I said, I'll pay by debit card. He ran the debit card. He said, sign here. Thank you. We appreciate your work. We appreciate you calling us for the estimate and appreciate all the work that you've given us through the years. The money was due when the job was complete. Don't wait on your money. If you're not getting paid, maybe it's because you're not disciplined enough to send the invoice. If you're not getting the estimates, maybe it's because you're not disciplined enough to get the estimate returned to the potential client as quickly as possible. Discipline brings dividends. So, you want to maintain equipment before it breaks down. Service your equipment according to the manufacturer's recommendation and do it consistently. Be disciplined. Yes, there's days that we don't feel like getting up and going to the shop early and servicing the equipment before the day of mowing even starts. But it sure beats getting out there in someone's property and mowing and throwing an engine because there's no oil in it. Or breaking belts because you didn't inspect them. or a tire goes flat because you didn't look at them and see that they were low on air, or that they had a screw in it and you needed to put a plug in. Come on, guys. Get disciplined. And when you're disciplined, it brings dividends. Nobody's going to do it for you. And it's not easy. But sometimes we make it harder on ourselves than what it should be. So maintain your equipment before it breaks down. You take care of your equipment, it will take care of you. Most businesses don't fail because they don't work hard. They fail because there are no disciplines and they are not consistent. They fail, let me say it again, because they aren't disciplined and there's no consistency. Consistency is key. So let's make this real. The disciplined operator tracks his numbers weekly, raises prices when needed, keeps systems in place, and trains employees instead of winging it. The undisciplined operator guesses instead of tracking, undercharges year after year after year, and then they want to know why they're not making any money, because they don't know where they stand financially. They don't know their income, they don't know their outgo, and they have no clue what their bottom dollar profit margin is. How can you run a business if you have no idea where you stand financially? The undisciplined fixes problems when they explode. The undisciplined blames the weather, blames the customer, blames the economy. Guess who gets paid? The disciplined or the undisciplined? It is the disciplined every time. The business doesn't reward hustle alone. It rewards discipline. Because you can be busy and not be profitable. You can be busy and not grow a business, not grow a legacy. You can be busy and not make a profit. It's true. You can be busy and not know your profit margin, know where you stand, know what's coming in, know what's going out. Some guys don't even know what they make. Come on, we're not just about being busy. We're about turning a profit. We're about building a solid profit margin. We're about systems and processes. We're about growing. We're about scaling. We're about taking our business to the next level. And none of that will happen if you're not disciplined. I was listening to a podcast, and someone asked Dr. Maxwell, how do you write all of those books? And his answer was, I made myself get up 1 hour earlier. And I can get a lot done in one uninterrupted hour. I challenge you at the beginning of this season, I challenge you, get up 1 hour earlier. When it's the day for me to service my equipment, I get up and I go to the shop 1 hour earlier than I do any other day of that week. And I can get a lot done before the mowing even starts. So be disciplined. Make yourself get up. Make yourself go in early. Make yourself consistently do what is demanded of you that day. Because discipline compounds just like interest. Send out 5 extra invoices. Follow up on 10 phone calls. Improve one system. But over time, those habits are created. And it develops stronger margins, better clients, less chaos, more freedom. You see, you don't wake up one day successful. You wake up one day realizing that your discipline has finally paid off. Running a business is not a sprint. It is a marathon. It's not easy, but you have to be disciplined enough to do it. Let me leave you with this one question. What area of your business is costing you dividends because you lack discipline? Is it pricing? Know your value. Know the perceived outcome that the client desires. Is it time management? Are you always spinning your wheels and running here and there, but never getting anything done? Become a better time manager. Is it marketing? If you aren't marketing now for spring, you're already behind. Because spring's success is built in winter's cold, chilly months. Is it leadership? Remember, if you think you're a leader and no one's following you, you're just taking a walk. Identify one area this week and commit to discipline. Commit to action, not perfection, just consistency. Because remember, dividends are paid according to your discipline. You want to make more money? Be disciplined. You want new equipment? Be disciplined. You want better customers? Be disciplined. You want to build a legacy? Be disciplined. Because dividends are not given to the lazy. Dividends are not given to the uninspired. They're given to those who are committed, those who are disciplined, those who go beyond being motivated, because motivation is a feeling. And if you don't feel like it, you just don't do it. Be consistent, be disciplined, and watch the dividends come in. If this episode hit home today, share it with another lawn care pro who needs it. Make sure you subscribe to the Lawn Hustle. Hit the notification button. If you're looking to surround yourself with discipline-minded operators, check out the Lawn Hustle Mastermind on Facebook. I invite you to join the Mastermind group. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay consistent, and keep hustling. Thank you for listening to the Lawn Hustle.